Kardashian wants to toughen up. We'll tell you why.
And Jennifer Aniston is sharing what made her time on Friends easier.
Plus, the former Bachelorette has a big regret. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, guys, throwing it back to the 80s, Madonna and Cyndi Lauper both put out their debut albums in 1983. And right away, the press compared them and pitted them against each other. But Cyndi recently told the New York Times that it was like apples and oranges, and she didn't like competing with the Material Girl. She said, I would have liked to have a friend.
Oh, that's real.
They both wore lingerie on the outside. So do you guys think that's what was the comparison? Their styles, maybe their hair? I think musically, they not were enough. Not on the same, you know, and Cyndi actually can sing. So.
Yeah. I love girls just want to have fun, honey. And Madonna, like a virgin, was good too. So, yeah. But why did Madonna outdo Cyndi?
I think Madonna was more of an artist. Like, she was more of a performer. People love performers.
Well, yeah. Like, you look at, like, Madonna's body of work. Not just her albums, but like the books and the visual presentation yeah. and the stage show. It's like everything's larger than life with her, or for it was for a very long time.
Yeah. I think the game allowed her to be as great as she wanted to be, because yeah. like there's always going to be two people doing the same thing, and one always succeeds more than the other. I remember like appreciating both of their songs yeah. equally. Like, man, Time After Time,
oh, yeah.
that is still a bop, yeah. you know, yes. from Cyndi Lauper.
But Madonna was more crossover, too. She did a lot of black men. So that was
she kind, did. Yeah. She did. She's a more of an international Material Girl.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. was.
Madonna was for the people.
Yeah, Cyndi yeah. Lauper hasn't got stuck under a bed yet.
Oh, Lord.
All right, now, former Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay recently shared a big regret. Her and her ex-husband, Brian Abasolo, didn't have a prenup, and you guessed it. When he filed for the divorce, he wanted a big payout.
Oh, of course he did.
Now, Rachel, who used to be a lawyer, she knows what's going on. She thinks the negative connotation makes people avoid prenups, but it doesn't mean you're planning for a divorce. Mm. And she recently said this on the podcast, Hidden Gems, not the same person that I was when I got married. You're dealing with a dissolving marriage, and you're two different people. My mistake is expecting that, you know, the people will handle it the same way. Now, would any of y'all think twice about, you know, that based on what she just said?
I watched her season. Like, yeah, I watched everything,
I
okay?
did too.
She was the first black women's Bachelorette. It was a big deal. And they seemed like they had something good going, but they just never could get it together. And it's like, I can't believe her as a lawyer, Maxine Shaw, Annalise Keating would never.
Never. She couldn't represent me out of this damn room. He fixed her ass up. Oh, you thought you couldn't get with Leroy because you got with him. And he said, honey, I want all your money.
Yes, he did.
He fixed her up.
My
yes,
God.
He
mind did. You, he's very successful. I believe he's
a
dentist.
Successful.
I think he's a chiropractor. But we covered him.
Girl, he just messed with bags, huh? He ain't got that much money.
That's the thing. Should all marriages come with a prenup, though?
Should it be cut and dry?
The laws should be the same across the country, as opposed to, you know, like sometimes you go to certain states.
Certain states.
Oh, yeah. They protect certain things. It's like, hey, man, you should leave what you came into the relationship with, and the relationship was under a certain amount of time. You don't get nothing.
You don't get nothing.
You can't get this person's like earnings for like perpetuity until you find a new relationship, because you'll just be out there freestyling because you're getting paid to
absolutely
not be married.
The other thing, you go on a show like this and it's like you fall in love and then you get out in the real world and you're like, oh, I don't really love you as much as I thought I did during that 1 month on a TV show.
Being on a television show is different than being in real life.
Yeah.
Every Bachelor like doesn't work out with the person that they're supposed to be with.
Right. The streets work out better than The Bachelor.
Mr. Street.
Come on, the streets. What? All right, comedian Tig Notaro and her wife Stephanie just had an aha moment when driving their 8-year-old twins to school. They were shocked to find out their kids didn't know they were gay, even though they've had two moms their whole life.
Wow.
Tig described the moment on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Check it out.
We were in the front seat of the car talking about something about, oh, yeah, and I'm gay. Or I told him something about gay. And our son, Finn, leans forward and he said, you're gay? And I was so stunned.
Huh? Ain't you don't know about no gay?
But that's what she's saying.
Yeah,
she said after the kids understood, she asked them what they thought, and Finn said, I love my family. So, all right, everything, the kids are smart. They're figuring things out. But do you think that the ladies overestimated what the twins would know?
No, I think sometimes when you're too close to the stove, right, you don't understand or realize, like, you know, that's mom and mom. Like, right. They're not gay. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's gay. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Then you go to school and then other kids are like, but your mama gay. My mama gay? Like, what? What is gay? Like, now you have all these different questions, but that is hilarious to me.
Them kids on social media, they probably been on social media since they was about 2 years old. Mm-hmm. They should know what everything is by now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like parents should tell their kid, like, whether it's two moms, two dads, like, do you feel like they should be like, hey, well, I'm gay?
Do you think parents should tell their
hi, I'm gay. Like, do you think it's a thing?
I don't think it would be said like that. That's kind of.
I would tell my kids, they just have to see it.
No. Well, speaking of kids, Kim Kardashian admits that she's a big softy when it comes down to hers. Oh. So on a recent episode of The Kardashians, the mom of four admitted that she has a hard time disciplining her kids and wants to be more of a no-nonsense parent, she said. She said, I don't know why. I don't have it in me to be super strict. Neither one of my parents were strict. Chloe is a lot better at being stricter. I wish I was more like that, but, you know, I'm just one person and it's overwhelming. How do I go about doing this all? What do y'all think? Y'all think Kanye was the more strict parent in this relationship?
Hell yeah.
Scared of Kanye.
And here's the thing. Her and Kanye not being together no more, she's now trapped with his dubbed tape children of Kanye. So she's getting bullied. Those are black children.
Yes.
Kanye's children.
Yes.
That, you know what I'm saying? She
got like, mama, get your ass over here and cook me some breakfast.
Good luck to you. I saw her say that sometimes she's like locks herself up in a closet maybe just to give her a moment. Give herself a moment. But it's like, you got four kids back to back to back to back to back. They all got Kanye's personality. Girl, what you thought this was gonna be?
You wanted to be around black people, now you got it.
Hey!
She should get a black nanny or something.
Jennifer Aniston is glad Friends filmed in a world with no social media. She shared in a recent interview that she was happy they didn't have to deal with any online criticism. She says, it was the 90s and 2000s, and we had a luxury of there not being social media or the internet, so we were isolated and protected. You weren't faced with what people are commenting and ripping you apart or whatever. It was really an innocent time where we could roam about the world a lot easier. Guys, is she right? Do you think if Friends filmed now, it would be this popular, or they'd just be getting roasted left and right?
It probably would have been more popular because more people would have been able to talk about it in real time. You know,
but
like,
they'd have been roasted too, though. You know, all these critics, they would have been roasted.
People
like,
got way more to say these days than before.
I was gonna say, I feel like if Friends was aired now, it would not be what it was back then because there were way better shows back then that did not get that type of publicity, like Living Single.
People would have thrived too, like with social media.
Friends would not.
And when Friends came out, like they still all had their OG faces. A couple of people don't look like that no more. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We would have gotten the breakdowns though.
Jennifer is the one holding it together too mostly.
Yeah. Well, Courtney got her face back. She changed it back.
Oh, she refunded it?
Yeah.
Okay, she got deflated?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, anyway, child, up next, the Shaq and Vince Big Bucks Honey and Ray J will find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now leave it to the homie Ray J to tell all the behind-the-scenes music stories. Now, during his Club Shay Shay interview, Ray J revealed how Shaq got sexy with him. Like, check this out.
What?
Is it true that Shaq invested in your music career?
Yeah. He gave us, I think, $1.5 million for Sexy Can I? Sold 8 million copies. We recouped the number back for Shaq. And I don't know, 5 months, 6 months, and everything else has been profitable since. So shout out to Shaq. Thank you.
And they say the Shaq Attack is a hardcore businessman. So what was it about that song that you think made him invest $1.5 million into Sexy Can I? And you remember Shaq even pulled up in a video.
Yeah, he probably was feeling mad sexy at the time. Shoot.
Shaq strikes me as a guy who invests in people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a club banger. Yeah. It was like a club record, and everybody was hitting the club back then for real.
You think Shaq consulted with the general before, you know, like, putting up $1.5 million? Like, yo, what do you think of this song?
They in a Buick listening to it, you know what I'm saying?
We're laughing, but
he wasn't with the general yet.
He wasn't there yet, but It's funny, but when you look at Shaq, Shaq has been one of those athletes who has made really good investments, lined himself up with very good brands.
Bond, absolutely.
Yeah.
People forget that Shaq had a Sega Genesis video game.
Yeah, Shaq Fu.
See, I wasn't
the
born.
Return.
Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
I did a movie with Shaq back in the day called Kazam.
Wait, you were in Kazam?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Man, Brad.
It's amazing. Shaq did all this investment, but he didn't invest in this marriage. It's sad.
Moving on. Will Smith said he just got to the point in his life where money, women, and booty doesn't do a damn thing for him anymore.
Oh, God, why did he separate the last two? Yet.
During a podcast interview, Big Willie got real about hitting rock bottom. What real happiness is, y'all. Listen to this.
And rock bottom is when you get to a place where you can't go any lower. It can't be worse. You're in the wasteland and your life can't get any worse. And it's either die or elevate.
Yeah.
There's a corresponding place called cliff top where you wear out everything in the material world that you can reach for. There's no more sex that's gonna be anything but a lateral move. There's no more money. There's, you know, no more success. And it's a abyss. It is an absolute abyss when you realize that there's nothing left in this world to reach for to make you happy.
Oh, see, I like that.
I don't know. I feel like he could have had just one more booty. I would have had him. Okay. I would have gave him just one last booty.
I would love to be depressed on a yacht. You know, feel sorry for me on my PJ, my champagne with my tears.
I just feel like there's always so many more things to do, and there's always room to grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in education, whether it's in just getting more money. He don't got, what's his name, Jeff Bezos or who?
Yeah,
he don't got that kind of. Well, maybe
Gates.
He does, but there's people.
He's very quiet about
his people
money.
With more things and more. You know, you can reach higher heights in anything you do. You can always get better.
I think he's talking about just happiness. Like, do you guys feel like material things make y'all happy?
It varies from person to person.
Mm. Exactly, because I mean, I don't worship material things, but honey, when I'm feeling down, bitch, I go buy me something. You know, and then I'm happy for the moment.
There it is.
Well, honey, coming up, baby, it sounds like Gypsy Rose Blanchard's, honey. A strange hubby's DMs are more lit than Tana's, honey. We'll get to that, baby, after the break. Oh, Tana, tell us.
Dish Nation. We're back.
Hey!
Gypsy Rose Blanchard's ex, Ryan Anderson, is saying that his DMs are lit since they announced their separation.
Oh,
check this out.
Definitely have a lot of DMs from women. Like, it's mostly women. Yeah, it's new to have that many women on you. It's nice to see. You know, it does boost your ego. You know, but it's one of those where, honestly, I just wanted the attention of one woman, actually, originally. So to get all these other attention, it's different.
Aww. So, Jessica, were you one of the people in Ryan's DM?
Yeah, he's actually not a bad-looking guy.
No, he looks cuter.
He's a cute-looking guy.
That's the kind of dude they should put on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Right?
Somebody will
y'all trying to date Gypsy Rose finna be pissed.
No. Yo, Gypsy, do not come for us.
Is she gonna try to...
She won't do it. She'll probably have him do it.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But, y'all, I mean, I think he's a catch. I think that he's a nice person. Listen, he would put money on that girl, books. He married her while she was locked up. Wouldn't let me out. All that. He was faithful to her for a long, long time. And then she turned around and did him dirty. So I hope that he does end up with some a women's who does appreciate him.
But maybe when they got out, they just weren't happy and they didn't connect. Sometimes there's no chemistry when you think there's chemistry when you're writing letters and stuff because you want to be loved because you're locked up and you don't have anybody. Like, she clearly didn't have anybody after
he should get with Britney Spears. I think that'll be
I mean, if you like incarcerated chicks, the girl who shot Selena about to get out.
Hey, no! That's somebody he could support for real.
She has a killer body.
Yeah.
Yolanda Salazar.
She's about 70. Yeah.
Put him with Yolanda.
You know she ain't gonna run from you.
She's about 70, yo.
Hey, guys, we have to move on. These are some killer date ideas. Okay. Okay, moving on. Kathy Lee Gifford is going down memory lane, recently telling People magazine about a time when she was insulted by a casting director well over 30 years ago. Mm. So Kathy Lee showed up to a studio to possibly star in the 70s series Charlie's Angels. And when she arrived, she was immediately told she wasn't right because, quote, they were looking for a pretty girl, a gorgeous girl, and she just didn't fit that bill. Kathy Lee, being petty, said she told the lady to call her when they were casting a cartoon. To this day, she remembers the lady's name, who was cruel to her back then. So should Kathy Lee, listen, Kathy Lee, go ahead and call her out.
I'm sure she's dead by now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now you can cast her in a cartoon about death.
Yeah, as a ghost.
Yo, but that is the most 70s comeback ever. Like, I'll call you when I'm casted for a cartoon.
The thing is, like, Kathy was actually pretty. It's just the haircut was given, like, teeny bop. Maybe that's what it was. Like, I think they were looking for more sexier
girls. It's up the era. Wasn't Farrah Fawcett, she was one of the original Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, they were looking for more sexier sex appeal.
But that was sexy in its own way, and her hairstyle held up over time better than these three. Oh, like, she looked like she could have been in Jack Tripper House with the short haircut.
Also, Kathy Lee, let's be real, she won big time.
Yeah.
She went on to have, like, that long career with her and Regis. Yeah.
Like, Charlie's Angels won for how many seasons, and Regis with Kathy Lee was on 1,000 seasons in that current show.
They still on right now in the afterlife.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Isn't Kathy and Hoda still doing it?
Yeah, the original drink champs.
No. Kathy and Jenna
still
doing it. Hoda and Jenna.
Just forget it.
Oh, my God.
Just forget it,
but was Kathy Lee and Hoda for a minute, right?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah. They drank there, right?
They did drink.
Honey, Ari Fletcher, honey, is giving tips on how to keep your man happy. Ooh, Jesse, that story when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Baby, Miss Ari Fletcher, honey, knows, honey, how to keep her lover satisfied and wanting more, just like myself. But anyway, y'all, wait. Now, she's not talking about just sex, honey, so listen up, Jesse. Hear what Miss Ari does to keep her man happy at home.
First of all, I cook every single day. Every day, home-cooked meal. I make sure I cook, I clean. I stop being so naggy. Understand that people go through things, that everything is not about you. Be supportive.
Ari, that was good. Ari, that was... Wait a minute. Ari, that was good.
That was real good.
That was good.
She ain't never heard nobody say that before?
That's what the hell I'm screaming. Hell, she ain't like,
that
she
was
just
good.
Said
what did
hell?
She say that
evidently
was...
Evidently, neither one of you date women.
What do you mean? Oh, the girlies are not doing
No.
Wait, what?
No, what she's talking about is rare. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
That's not true. When and first of all, and she's a Cancer. Shout out to the Cancer, because Cancers are very lover girls.
Yes, we
are. When women get with a man and the man is treating them well, that's them.
God would do all kind of stuff, honey. I pass gas at night in the bed. Just do everything.
That's
he'll
why
stay.
You ain't got no man, Harry. You over here blowing gas. That's why Jerome left you.
Well, you should be able to fart in front of your significant
Thank
other.
You, Brad.
Brad.
You should.
You smelled this man's farts before.
In front of each other?
We've been together long enough to fart in front of each other. Yeah. Now, she don't fart like that in front of me, but I... Fart! baby.
You do
my
what?
Grandma, my grandmama told me better out than in. And my wife wouldn't want my stomach to be hurting. Are you serious? If y'all can't pass gas around your significant other, it ain't no relationship.
That's true.
The other day, I did a win, and he was like, is there a tiger in the room? I'm not understanding.
You should have said,
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.